Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
The Free Beer and Hot Wings Show free clip of the day.
Do you have rude friends? I mean, they're generally good people. Otherwise, you wouldn't be friends with them. But once in a while, they're rude. Specifically in this sense. Are they rude because they ask you for something you have to say yes because you're a friend? You feel guilty. For example, well, actually, before I give an example, do any of you have a friend who has asked you for something where you're like, oh, that's kind of rude, but okay?
I'm sure.
I mean, I've certainly had friends ask for things, but I don't think I've ever thought, that's rude.
Kelly, you got one?
Yeah, I've got, let me think on it for just a second.
Okay.
I know I've been put in situations where friends or even family have been like, I need you to say this to somebody. And I've thought, no.
Ooh, like handle a social thing?
Yeah. Oh. And I've thought, no, that's rude. Just trying to think if I'm allowed to tell it.
That's a good point. Steve?
I'm sure.
What's the rudest thing a friend has asked you for? Like favor or help or whatever?
Man.
It's hard.
Yeah.
That's good. It means you guys probably have good relationships.
Yeah, well, here's, it's hard to, like,
let me tell you why I ask. A survey said 65% of people think it is rude to ask your friends to help you move.
Then I'm rude. I've done that.
Yeah, I've done
I'm
that.
I'm very rude.
I mean, I think it's
super rude.
I mean, I think it sucks.
It does.
But at the same time,
I don't think it's rude.
It's rude if you don't have any intention of, like, acknowledging that they helped, I think. Like, anytime people have helped me move, it's always been like, let me treat dinner, or if they smoke or they drink.
You have to do that.
I try and give
That's
them, like,
the
a
minimum,
little something,
yeah.
like, to say mm-hmm. thank yeah. you. But I think if you ask somebody to move and you don't do anything to say thank you and you just expect that they'll show up and help, that's rude.
That's very rude.
I think, yeah. at what I age? Think it's rude if you ask and then, or if they ask and then you do, and then if you ask later and then they don't help you.
Yeah.
Like, if it's a one-way street, that's yeah. rude.
My when we lived in Omaha, my Hot Wings helped me move every time. And my pal Josh helped me move like 3 times. And I always said, when you and your wife, he's a newlywed, when you move, I'm there for you.
Mm-hmm.
And then he said, hey, I'm finally taking you up on it. We're moving. I need you this coming Saturday. This is like on a Sunday. So a week from that day, or 6 days from that day. Fast forward to Wednesday of that week, I get a call from not our boss at the college, but like the president of the college. And he said, I want you to ride with the women's basketball team to North Dakota to broadcast their playoff game this weekend.
Mm.
So then I have to call, tell my friend, hey, I know I said I'd help you move and you've helped me move 3 times, but I have to go do a basketball game that I didn't know about, to which I'm sure he's a wonderful person. Was then, is now.
Mm-hmm.
Probably thought, uh-huh. Yep, didn't know about that. So that sucked.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But I didn't have to help him move. I got to stay at a casino.
But you got to
That's
take
cool.
that long bus ride, too. That must
I would have loved to help him move. I would have given anything to be helping him move at that point. All right. So they break it down. Is it rude to ask your friends to help move furniture?
No.
I don't think it's rude.
54% in the survey said, yes, it's rude to ask your friends to help move furniture.
I've asked my neighbor to help me move furniture so many times.
Well, I think if it's one piece, like if you go, man, I thought I could get this in, but I can't. Mm. Like I've asked my next door neighbors for help. They've got adult children now, and then also an adult, and I've said, hey, would you mind sending one of the boys over and just so I can help get this thing in?
Yeah.
Because I can't do it. And then my response always is, or if I have to ask somebody for help with whatever, they always do something or have a skill that I don't have.
Right.
Like when they came to get the dead deer out of my backyard with their backhoe. And then my response was, let me know if you ever need a mixtape or something.
Right.
Like I don't have any skills you don't have.
You need a voiceover.
But if you
or
ever
something?
Need somebody to give you the weather forecast or right. something, like I can do that.
People are sharing the rudest thing their friends did. My friend asked to see my girlfriend nude while I was dropping him off at a bar.
Yeah, that, well, that's wow. That's rude. That's overstepping a boundary, I think.
Maybe. From New Jersey, I had a friend who asked that I spoke to about twice a year call and ask me for $5,000 out of the blue. Probably a problem.
Mm-hmm. I've had friends, not directly to me, but when we've planned vacations, they've asked people who make more to pay more. And I didn't love that.
Like it's graduated?
Hey, if you paid a little more, then so-and-so could be able to afford to go. And it was one of those things like, I mean, I get why you're asking.
But if I pay more, maybe I can't afford to go.
Right.
Then.
And then I've done that before, too. And then I'm always like the later one to show up because it's not as easy to take off work on weekends. Mm-hmm. And then I get gypped and I'm sleeping on like a sofa bed. And I paid the most out of everybody. Sometimes I'm like,
I don't generally love group vacations. Yeah. It always ends up a little greasy at some point.
Or actually, this is another really rude one that my friend didn't even realize she had done. We were traveling from Michigan to back down south to see our friends, and we had all gotten a house for the weekend. And she said, oh my God, y'all's such and such recipe is so good. Will you please make it for dinner? And I was like, there are 15 people staying at your house, 16 technically, I think. And you want me flying in from Michigan to Georgia to then cook a meal that same night for 16 people?
That doesn't make sense.
What the hell? It was such a weird, like, you don't even realize how rude that is.
Yeah, that's a big ask.
Like, no, I'll pay for pizzas for everybody. How about that?
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
Just to get off the hook.
Yeah.
Here's a good point from the 814. If it's rude to ask friends to help you do stuff, what's the point of having friends?
Kind of.
That's kind of true. I think it's fine as long as you know that if it's the other way around, they're going to go, yeah.
Yeah, you have to reciprocate. I mean, I've definitely been in a situation before where, you know, you help somebody or whatever, and then you go, hey, how about, and then they hem and haw, and you go, okay, how about not?
Yeah.
And then I don't talk to those people anymore, usually, because I go, okay, I see. Mm-hmm. Oh, I understand you were friendly because I own a pickup truck.
Yeah.
I got you. Okay.
That's the same with the Airbnb situation here when people come into town, friends or family. They're always like, hey, girl, what you doing? I'm like, I'm chilling. What's up? How are you? I hadn't spoken to you since the last time you needed something. And I don't say that. I'm like, oh, man, you know, work's going great. Whatever, whatever. How you doing? I'm good. I'm going to be in town actually for a whatever on this weekend. Is your Airbnb open? And I'm like, sure is. Here's the link to it.
Yeah.
Which I think is appropriate.
Like, and I, you know, I absolutely know sometimes, especially if I'm closer with people, then absolutely. Yeah. That's come hang out with me for a weekend.
Yeah.
But if the only time you ever reach out to me is to, quote, catch up and then ask to stay in my place for free. Like,
yeah, that's brutal. How about this one? I went to a Steelers game one time with a friend, and it was late November in Pittsburgh, so it was cold. My friend had an extra koozie, so I didn't have to hold my beer as we tailgated. I got drunk. And I left the koozie in a porta potty somewhere. I remembered 1 minute later, and I went back, but someone had thrown the beer and the koozie into the feces hole.
Oh, no.
Oh, bummer.
I told my friend what happened. She demanded that I buy her a new one and gave me stipulations on how much it should cost and which stores it should not come from.
A koozie?
Okay.
Most of those are free from a radio station.
Yeah.
You buy those on purpose?
I didn't think anyone had ever spent money on those.
No, I thought everyone's were free that had a business logo on them from something they had been at.
Okay, is it rude to ask your friends, close friends, to help you paint your entire house or apartment before you move out?
Yes.
That's a big ask.
It is.
That's a big ask. Again, I don't think it's rude necessarily. I just think it's a big ask. Like, you have to be the type of a friend who is willing to bend over backwards to do anything for your friends in the future if you're going to ask something that big.
I don't think
32% said it's fine.
I don't think it's similar to what you said. I don't think it's rude to ask, but it's rude to assume.
Yeah,
I assume any of this.
Yeah, I've definitely had the assumption done before.
Or if you assume that you've helped somebody so they should help you, I think that's rude. I think you helped somebody for the wrong reasons then. I think that's so rude. Like, oh, I helped you paint, you need to help me paint. Well, it could be a scenario like what you found yourself in, Free Beer, where you choose women's basketball over your best friend who's helped you so many times.
It's not what I said at all. I didn't choose it. I didn't want to go.
I'm just kidding.
I was so
upset. No, opportunities come up like that, and or things happen, especially if people have kids or whatever. So, to expect somebody to help you, that's what makes it rude.
Here's another one. Is it rude to ask your friend to drop you off and or pick you up from the airport to save you money?
No, I mean, it depends on where the airport is.
Well, that is a relative thing.
It really is. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Like I mean, I've had people that, like, I've taken them to the airport and picked them up from the airport before. It's not a big deal. But if somebody said, hey, can you take me to the airport? And then your assumption is it's the local airport. And then you pick them up at their house. And then you start driving there. And they go, no. It's the Detroit airport or something. Like, that's rude.
Yeah.
Like, you got to give a heads up of what's happening.
Well, it would be rude if I asked, especially Hot Wings and Steve, who live further from me than Kelly, but I wouldn't ask Kelly either. Like, Hot Wings would have to drive 40 miles to pick me up, take me to the airport, and then still go home.
Mm-hmm.
And Steve, it would be just, it'd be a couple hours commitment.
If it was, I mean, honestly, on a friend level, if you asked me that and you were serious enough about it, I would go, I'll just get you an Uber, man.
Right. That's what, yeah. Why don't we make it simple?
I would rather pay you to get yourself to the airport than for me to drive that far and use the gas.
Yeah, I agree. 80% said it's absolutely always okay to ask someone to take you to the airport.
I think it's almost always okay to ask most things. If you're sincerely asking as a nice person, and you would, if the role were reversed, reciprocate.
Yeah.
Without being a bunghole about it.
How much money is it okay to ask a friend to borrow before it's rude? Kelly.
I don't like
this. You don't like? I know you don't. That's why I picked you first. You don't like this.
Because at that point, I'll just give it to you. Please don't put that over your own head because I'll focus on it. I don't like it. I think more than $100 is too much.
I think that's true. Hot Wings?
I think more than anything that's spur of the moment.
Right. Yeah.
I mean, really, if we're at a convenience store or something and, like, we're getting stuff together as a group, you, like, one of us might offer, but you might also go, hey, man, can you grab this? I only have $2 and this is $2.50. No big deal. Spur of the moment, not premeditated. But if it's like, hey,
I want to buy a fish that looks like Dory. Will you give me $200?
Yeah, I'll get right on it.
I was really close with this girl who I'd met her. I lived in Atlanta, Georgia for 10 years, and I met her. She's one of those girls that didn't have friends, so that was a big red flag because a lot of people knew her, but no one really considered her a friend. But I was still new enough to be like, whatever, I'll give her a shot. She's fun. And she needed me to pay for cabs or Ubers or whatever. I covered her bar tab, and I was like, all right, I really don't love this. She does seem like a mooch. Maybe that's why. And then the next day after we'd gone out and I'd paid for everything and I wasn't throwing it in her face like you owe me this. It was just I learned my lesson. I'm not gonna go out with this girl again. She shows up in this adorable dress and she starts talking about everything that she's wearing and where she got it from and what she paid, and I looked at her and I was like, homegirl, you acted like you were too broke to even pay for a cab yesterday.
Right
now you're coming in here and I'm starting to feel like maybe you're not broke in pinching pennies, but maybe you just come off that way, so
it's
people
selective.
Will pay for things when you need them. So it's just kind of rude. Mm-hmm. She received it really well. She was like, oh, yeah, sorry about that. And I was like, yep, you're rude.
And then she gave you some money?
You're a rude friend.
No, never
pay me back.
And then she just asked the next person to come along.
This text,
hang out after that.
The worst people asking you to move are the people that post on Facebook, anyone feel like helping me move? No, and I can't wait to pretend I didn't see it. Mm-hmm. But if they asked me directly, then I would say yes. I don't want to volunteer to a random Facebook offer.
No, I'm
That's
not
true.
Volunteering.
That is very true. All right, one more. This one's a big ask. Is it okay or is it rude to ask your friend to make a fake dating profile and message your significant other to see if they will flirt?
Oh, no, that's fun.
That's what I was going to say. I would love some subterfuge and investigation.
I think my problem is the terminology of rude. I don't think that's rude. I just think it's weird. it's uncomfortable, is what that would fall into for me.
Steve, would you do that?
Would I do it?
Yeah.
Yeah, I probably would.
Yeah. Kelly, would you?
Yeah.
If they had a good reason to ask.
Yeah.
I think almost all of these are if there's a good reason. Even going back to the money thing. If a friend came to me and said, can I borrow X number of dollars, I have the right. It's not rude for me to say, why? Mm-hmm. If the answer is, well, as you know, my daughter has an illness and she desperately needs a surgery and we got nothing. And if I'm good enough friends and I know that they're driving a 25-year-old jalopy mm-hmm. and they're doing trying to make ends meet and they ask me for $5,000, I'm going to go, oh man, it's a lot. But of course.
You'd be happy to help if you
I'm
could.
Sure right. you asking is embarrassing and yeah. you don't want to. And yes, of course I would. But yeah, if it's, hey, like you said, your friend, they have all the latest and greatest gadgets and everything else. And then they're like, hey, can you pick up the pizza? You go, no.
Right.
Like, screw you, man. You drive a nicer car than I do and dress better than I do.
Right.
You buy.
Idiots get access to the podcast, segment 17, and watch the webcams. You can be an idiot too. Sign up at freebeerandhotwings.com.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.